Hi, I'm Robert Green, and welcome to the debut episode of the Visual Studio Toolbox. And this show is all about Visual Studio, the tool. And you can think of it as a toolbox. So when you build something, you get out your toolbox, and the better tools you have, the better job you do building. And we can think of Visual Studio that way as well. And in this show, we're going to look at the tools that you can use inside Visual Studio to become more productive. Now, some of these tools ship inside the box, so you get them automatically. And some of them you'll acquire, sometimes free, maybe not, and some of them you might build yourself. And we're going to start off by looking at a free tool, and it's the Productivity Power Tools. So here's my story. I'm working on this application. It's called the Gizmo Ball. Let's take a quick look at what it does, and then we'll dive into some code. So in the Gizmo Ball, I can add bumpers, square bumpers and circular bumpers and a triangular bumper. And then I can add some balls. There's a ball, there's a posi ball, there's an anti ball, and then the balls are going to fall down and bounce off the bumpers, and that'll be great. Now I know from using this before that the default gravity of 25 is a little slow, so I'm going to bump that up to 100, and then I'm going to run this, and the balls fall and they bounce off the bumpers, and it's literally hours of entertainment. And if I'd put the bumpers in the right place, it would have been more interesting. But that's okay. All right, so that's what the application does. Now it turns out I'm a developer on this product. And so I open up the solution, and I need to look around and get familiar with what's in here. Well, I can see that there's four solutions. There's engine, physics, tests, UI. The UI is obviously the user interface. I can see there's a bunch of tests. And physics has angles and geometries, and then the engine has the ball and the anti-ball, and so I can see that the engine project and the physics projects are doing most of the work, and the UI is the UI. Okay, well now I need to know what's in some of these. What's in ball? Well, I gotta open it, and then I can scroll around and see. I can come up here and see what's in here. There's a radius property. Oh, here's intersects ball. I can go to that. Come back to the Solution Explorer, open up the gizmo, and look around. Here's another intersects ball. So it's a lot of back and forth and back and forth. And in order to see what's in each of these files, I have to actually open it. It would be great if I had a way of being more productive in navigating around in this solution and finding out what's in it. And happily, there is a way, and that's the Productivity Power Tools. So how do I get the Productivity Power Tools? Well, I'm going to go to Tools, Extension Manager, and the Extension Manager manages extensions. There are three types of extensions in Visual Studio: controls, templates, and tools. Right now, I don't have anything installed. I'm going to go to the Online Gallery. So Visual Studio goes out and brings back from the Online Gallery a list of the extensions that I can use. By default, it sorts them by highest ranked. I can also sort by most downloads. And here's the Productivity Power Tools. Now, what is this online gallery? Well, it's actually the Visual Studio Gallery. And the Visual Studio Gallery is a repository for extensions. And again, there's three types. There's tools, there's controls, there's templates. And as of today, there's more than 2,400 items in the gallery. So you can come out to the gallery, visualstudiogallery.msdn.microsoft.com, and you can search around for extensions. On the home page, it shows the most recently added, the most popular, the highest rated. You can browse. So I can come click on browse, and then I can look by categories. I can look at the tools. They're categorized here. I can see by version. I can see by cost, who writes them. Many of them are written by Microsoft people, but many of them are not. And if you write an extension that you want other people to use, oops, I meant to go to the gallery home. If you write an extension that other people can use, we'd love to have you upload it to the gallery and make it available to others. I can do searching in here, so I can search for the Productivity Power Tools. There they are, Productivity Power Tools. Click here, and then I can install them from here. But I can also do this from inside Visual Studio. So the extension manager goes out to the gallery and brings down a list of the tools. So I find the tool, I can search inside of here if I don't see it immediately, and then I can install this. So I'll click download, and then I will click install. And the install automatically takes me to the home page of the Productivity Power Tools in case I haven't been there before. I can read about it. It's already been downloaded. I come back into Visual Studio and I have to restart Visual Studio for the changes to take effect. I'll do that. And happily, I don't have to close the solution and reopen the solution. And the files I had open are automatically opened as well. Okay, so now I have the Productivity Power Tools involved. Let's see how they make me more productive. Well, I'm looking around and I don't immediately see any difference. I'm still looking at the Solution Explorer. That hasn't changed. But there is a new option, and you can get it from the view. It's the Solution Navigator. I've had it open before, so it automatically appears here. And let's take a look at the Solution Navigator. On the face of it, it looks like the Solution Explorer, but it will let me navigate through my solution. So, for example, in the engine project, there is a class called Ball. If I expand that, I see that there's a Ball class. And if I expand that, I can see the contents of this class. It has some fields. It has some properties. It's got some methods. So if I want to look at this radius property, I can expand it. If I double-click on it, I go directly to it. I can do the same thing with methods. So here's intersects ball. I can expand that and see the parameter types and names and the return type. And again, if I double click on that, I go directly to it. That works on any of the classes in here. It will also work on the tests. So here's a geometry test. Geometry test class has a number of methods. So time until rotating wall collision test 2. Again, here are all the variables. I double click on it, I go directly to it, and I can make changes if I need to, or I can just look at the actual code. Not only does it work on the classes and the tests, but it also works on the UI. So for example, build UI, and this is a WPF application, so everything's, the UI is in XAML. If I open the build UI class, I can see, again, fields, properties. I can see the commands on here. I'm sorry, I can see the controls on here. And I can also see the commands. So if I want to go see what happens in toggle button checked, I go directly to that. So the Solution Navigator makes it really easy for me to navigate around in this solution and see what's inside the code files without necessarily having to open every single one of them. Now I can also do some searching. So in addition to poking around and seeing what I find, I know when I ran the application that I set the gravity. So if I come into the Solution Navigator and search for gravity, then I can see everywhere in the solution where there is a field or property or method with gravity in it. So I see that in the engine project, there's a gravity property on the game settings class, and in the UI project, a gravity property on the board dialog class. And then in physics, here's two methods in the geometry class, one that applies gravity, one that applies friction and gravity. And then if I want to go back to everything, I can, let's zoom in on this, click on that left arrow in the circle, and then I navigate back out to the main view. There's a right arrow here. I can navigate back in to gravity, and if I want to clear the filter, then I just click there. Now inside the UI project, there are resources. So here are images. One nice feature of the Solution Navigator is if I hover over an image, I actually see it. So there's the triangle, there's the square, there's the ball and the anti-ball, and I can also see that there are flippers, right and left flippers and a flipper image. Now, I don't remember when I ran the application seeing flippers, so I'd like to see where that's implemented. So I come up here and I search on flipper, and I see that the only flippers in the solution are the actual images. That must be why I didn't see flippers when I ran the game, because that feature hasn't been implemented yet. I guess I'll have to add that to my to-do list. Okay, so let's clear. Let's come back to here. Now, this is a medium-sized project. It's not exactly huge. It's not necessarily small. Let's say I want to work on the UI solution. Well, I could start minimizing some of these, but there's a fair amount of real estate taken up, and if all I want to do is work on the UI project, I'd like to get these other things out of here. Well, I can do that. So if I highlight UI, and I come over here to the right, let me zoom in on that. Notice that little icon. If I click on that, then I can root. I call it pinning, but it's also known as rooting. I can root the UI project in the Solution Navigator. So now the only thing I see is the UI project. And I could actually do this with files. So if I was working on the build UI XAML file, I can root that. And now the only thing in the Solution Navigator is that file. If I want to go back, I click this left arrow, and I go back up a level to the UI project. Click again, I can go up to the entire solution. And then, of course, while I'm in there, the Solution Navigator works as expected. And if I double-click on a method, I go to that method and open the file. So let's say I have the UI project open, and now I decide that I also need to work on the engine project. Well, I can come back up here, and what I can do is highlight engine, and then in the Solution Navigator, click the Create a New Window button, and that will create a new window with engine as the root. And this is a floating window, which means I could dock it over here, I could dock it over here, I could drag it to a separate monitor. So if I had multiple monitors, I could have both of these Solution Navigators on different monitors. And that would give me, on my primary monitor, the ability to just look at the code. And then these are open at the same time. They're independent. They both work. So I can, in the engine project, navigate around and double-click on things and go to them. Same thing in the UI project. So I can have as many of these open at the same time as I want. Again, on multiple monitors, all in the same place. It's kind of up to me. And then I can close as needed. Okay, I have a number of files open, and I'm not going to just be navigating around in here. I'm actually going to write some code, presumably. So in the engine project, there's the ball class. So let's go into there, and let's write some code. I'm going to make some innocuous changes that aren't going to interfere much with the application. So I'll enter Mega Mass here, and then in the anti-ball, let's open that up, and let's add, private double something equals 2, etc. Okay. So I've made some changes, and now I can come back over to the Solution Navigator, and I can filter out the things that appear in here in another way, and that is by clicking Open, and I'll see only the files that I've currently opened. If I click Unsaved, I'll see only the files that I've made changes to and haven't saved yet. And if I click Edited, I'll see only the files that I've edited. And now if I close anti-ball and save the changes, I've still edited it, but it's no longer unsaved. And the same thing would be with ball. And this is per session, so when I exit Visual Studio and come back in, then there won't be any unsaved or any edited. But here's a list of everything I've edited in this session. Okay, so to see all, I just click all. One last thing I want to show is how to get some additional information. So for example, if I go into the ball class, I can see that ball inherits from mobile gizmo. Okay, and I can right click on that and go to definition, and I can see that mobile gizmo inherits from gizmo, and I can walk up and down the chains, but I have to open a bunch of files. I'd like to be able to see that information all in one place. So what I can do is I can come back over to the Solution Navigator, and if I highlight ball and then come over here and root that, then I can see not only what it contains, but then I can see the references, the returned by, the derived type, so I can see that these three balls inherit from ball, and I can also see the base types. And I can also do this at the method level. So if I come down to intersects ball and root that, then I can see the references, the called by, and the calls. And if I double-click on this, then I go directly to this. And this is a lot more convenient than right-clicking on this and viewing the call hierarchy, which opens up this window, and right-clicking on it and finding all references, which opens up another window. It's nicer to be able to have everything in the Solution Navigator. Now, what if I'm in code? And I don't want to necessarily have to take my eyes off and go over to the Solution Navigator. Well, look what I can do. If I highlight over ball, notice on the tooltip there's this down arrow. If I click that, then I get essentially a solution navigator window, which I can pin and keep it up. And here's everything that this contains, and again, the references, the returned by. If I make this a little wider, then I'll see the derived types and the base types. And again, I can click on these and go directly to them. And then also, if I want to look at the method, let's come down to intersects ball. So I'm going to leave this ball window up. I'm going to do the same thing with intersects ball. I'm going to open up one of these interactive tooltips, and I'll pin that as well. And I can have a number of these open, again, on multiple monitors. I can see the references, the called by, the calls. And I could once again come down here to circle. Now, what I've found the first number of times I was doing this is that as I would drag over, the mouse would fall off and I wouldn't get the interactive tooltip. So maybe an easier thing to do is just put the cursor on there, press Control 1, and there's the interactive tooltip. So that's the solution navigator. And I hope what you've seen in this demo is a lot of ways that you can become more productive as a developer if you download the Productivity Power Tools and start using the Solution Navigator. So I highly encourage you to go get the Productivity Power Tools, start using them, and let us know what you think. If we come over to the Solution Navigator and you see this smiley face, if you click on that, you can send feedback directly back to the team that wrote the Productivity Power Tools. Let them know what you like, what you don't like, and what you'd like to see in future versions. So I hope you enjoyed the debut episode of the Visual Studio Toolbox. In the next episode, we're going to look at more features of the Productivity Power Tools. See you then.